Hi, good afternoon. Thank you for calling the Depo Provera hotline. My name is Randy. This is a recorded line.
Yes, Randy.
Hi, Randy.
I have a potential claimant to transfer to you for the Depo claim. Her first name is Juanita Rivera, and I submitted her information. I don't know if you saw it. It did take a while for it to send, but...
I'm looking at it right now. I know I've been having that issue, but thank you so much for that. I see Juanita Rivera, and just to confirm, 989-318-5921.
Actually, it's 903-497-8.
That was your phone number, wasn't it? 497,
yeah.
Sorry. Okay, 8188 yeah. Is the last four?
Correct, 903-497-8188 for Ms. Rivera.
Thank you so much. You could put her on the line. Thank you.
Awesome. Juanita, he's going to take great care of you. Good luck to you, okay?
Okay, thank you so much, David.
Hi, Juanita. How are you? My name is Randy Reese, and this is a recording line, and I'm going to help you out today. Would you like to see if you meet the criteria to participate in the Depo Provera lawsuit?
I would.
Thank you, ma'am. Have you already gotten an attorney to assist you with filing a claim?
No.
All right. Now, this is housekeeping, and I do apologize, but I've got to ask that same question, but just in a little bit different way. Are you willing to affirm under penalty that you have not sought legal representation, advice from any other law firm or attorney for this specific matter, but most importantly, you've not signed documents with another law firm? Are you willing to affirm that? Yes?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. Now, Juanita, would you be filing this claim on behalf of yourself?
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. And again, just to remind you, my name is Randy Reese, like the peanut butter cups. If we should become disconnected, I'll give you a call right back. Well, that helps people remember my name. Okay.
Yeah.
Now, ma'am, are you a citizen of the United States?
Yes, I am.
Now, were you diagnosed with meningioma after taking Depo Provera for at least a year?
Yes.
And what was the date of your diagnosis? Do you remember?
October 20th, 2018.
October 20th, 2018. Okay. Thank you. And what is your date of birth?
6/8/1974.
I have June 8th, 1974.
Yes.
Thank you, ma'am. I mean, I can officially call you a young lady because I am older than you. So how's that? Okay. Hold on. I'm just putting a couple things in here while we wait. 8188. Let's see. I have 4978188 is your number. Okay. What I'm doing.
Yes.
I'm going to go ahead and just do this now so I don't forget. I'm going to send you my contact information via text. Is what I'm going to do.
Okay.
And that way, if the call should become disconnected, and it does happen, that's why I said that twice. I'm going to, now you'll know who you're talking with. Voila. Okay.
Oh, Randy Reese.
There you go. Now, back to the intake, ma'am. Did you consume the brand name injectable contraceptive Depo Provera?
Yes.
And did you ever use the generic, or do you know?
Nope, it was the brand.
Thank you. Did you use Depo Provera for at least 1 year minimum?
Yes.
Now, can you confirm within, well, this is worded a little differently, but within 1 year, can you confirm that you've had at least four injections prior to your diagnosis? So that's any one of the years that you used the Depo. Did you get four injections?
Oh, I took at least 15.
Okay. Now, did you use Depo Provera between January 1st, 1992 and the present date?
Yes, I started it in August 2014.
Okay, thank you. That was actually my next question. Do you remember approximately, was it the beginning of August, middle of August?
Probably like the middle of August.
Okay, so I'll put the 15th of 2014. Is that okay?
Sounds good, yeah.
And when did you stop using Depo?
October 20th, when I got diagnosed, October 20th in 2018.
Okay, thank you, ma'am. And the diagnosis to confirm was meningioma, correct?
Yes.
And please confirm your gender for me.
I'm a female.
And can you please spell your first name for me?
J-U-A-N-I-T-A.
Thank you, Juanita. And please spell your last name for me.
R-I, V as in Victor, E-R-A.
Thank you, Ms. Rivera. Is there any suffix to your name, junior, senior, anything like that?
No.
Occasionally, I'll get it for a female. Trust me, occasionally, like one in a thousand. Maybe after their grandma or something, maybe they kept. Usually, what they do is they'll usually put it in the middle name for females, though, is what they usually do. Not
well.
The,
I have a cousin who named her daughter directly after her, and she named her. She put Junior on it.
There you go. That's exactly what I'm talking
so
about.
She's a girl, but she's a junior.
That's got to be fun.
I thought that was cute.
It is cute. I good for her. Ma'am, what is your social security number?
369-74-0930.
Thank you, ma'am. And for your email, I have beautyrivera365@gmail.com.
Yes.
I like that. I'm not going to say anything, okay? Now,
thank you.
To confirm, your phone number is 903-497-8188?
Yes.
And this is a mobile phone?
Yes.
Do you prefer to be contacted via phone, text, or email?
Phone or text.
Okay.
Either works for me.
Do you have a best time of the day that you like to be contacted, ma'am?
Anytime, mid-morning.
You got it. And what is your address, please?
2116 Maplewood Avenue, that's in Saginaw, Michigan, 48601.
Saginaw, Michigan. There it is. That's a common street. I live in Corona, California, and I can tell you right where Maplewood is in Corona as well.
Oh, wow.
And I do have 48601 Saginaw County, Saginaw, Michigan, 2116 Maplewood Avenue, correct?
Yes.
Okay. And who was your diagnosing doctor? Now, I can help out a little bit on Google. I realize it was a little bit back, but who was your doctor?
It's Christian. Last name is P-E-T-T-I-P.
Pettit?
Yes.
And that, where was Dr.?
I'm not good with pronouncing names, so I'll slaughter them.
I do it all the time. And if it's really bad, I'll just ask. Okay. And was that in Michigan? Ma'am,
yes.
Was that? Okay, that was in Michigan. I'm going to find him right now. Makes it a lot easier. Michigan. And you probably know the hospital. Was it at University of Michigan by chance?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah, that's. And what was the first name of Dr. Pettit?
Christian.
That's what it is.
Christian.
It's right there. I found it. I found it. Thank you.
Okay.
And it's a she.
Yes.
Christian Marie Pettit, MD. She's got excellent reviews too, as well. And I'll put this information in, but she does.
She's amazing.
Good to hear it, ma'am. Let me just confirm with you. That's the University of Michigan Health and Leukemia Clinic. Is that where you saw her at? The Michigan Cancer Center, Rogel Cancer Center, the university.
I believe so. It's been quite a while, but I believe so.
Well, the thing is a lot of times they change names.
Oh.
You know what I'm saying? So if you went to the University of Michigan, it might not have even called that anymore. But you know what the deal is? All your records and everything will still be there. So we'll put the University of Michigan. And that is where you went, though, correct?
Yes.
And that's where you received your diagnosis?
Yes.
Okay. And so I've got all the information for that right here. And I'm skipping just ahead a little bit. Is that also where you received treatment?
No, I received my treatment at Covenant Medical Center.
Okay, hold on. Because I was skipping ahead, I'm still putting in the information for last time. Okay, ready for that one. How do you spell that?
Covenant is C-O-V-A-N-A-N-T, Covenant. No, C-O-V-E-N-A-N-T.
I'll find that. It. Where is that located?
Saginaw, Michigan.
Saginaw as well. There it is. I actually never knew how to spell Saginaw before this, so I would have had to look it up.
And it's so funny. It's so funny hearing the GPS say it, the navigation system say it.
They, how do they say it?
Like Covenant. You are arriving at Covenant.
That's funny. And okay, I found Covenant, and I found the healthcare on there, so I got the address. And oh, hold on, they don't put it all that easy. Locations. Do you remember which location you went to?
It was Harrison Street.
Okay. Was it a Med Express or healthcare in Michigan? Harrison, there it is. I found it. Never mind. I found it.
Okay.
Thank you. I almost let Google play it for you so you could get the joke out of it.
Right.
I hear that when I'm driving around my town as well. And do you know the doctor that you saw there?
It was Dr. Mark Adams.
Thank you.
He's a nurse.
Okay, hold on. I got more to copy. They don't actually give me his phone number, their phone number here, but that's okay. I'll find it.
Okay.
Hold on. Just bear with me.
Okay.
Covenant Healthcare. Thank you. And guess what? Google doesn't like that. Okay, we're good now.
Okay.
And the only thing I need to pull is their phone number, so just bear with me.
Okay.
I've got to find their phone number. And that, you know what? I might be able to do it like this. Dr. Mark Adams. Sometimes it takes, there he is. Sometimes it takes a minute, but I always find it.
Okay.
And I did. There he is. His phone number is 989. Does this sound familiar to you? 989-753-4000?
Yeah, sounds about right.
Okay. Well, that is his line, according to the internet, his direct line. And is he also the doctor that prescribes you any prescriptions that you're taking?
Yes.
Or should I say did take?
Yeah, did take.
Okay, good. Because that question is coming, is how are you doing now? And
now there's like, well, I still have like skin irritation.
Oh.
And like my brain just sometimes feels scattered.
I'm sorry to hear that, ma'am. Where do you get your prescriptions filled there in Saginaw? Do you go to Walgreens? Do you go to CVS?
Yep, I go to Walgreens.
Walgreens. Okay. Hang on. Saginaw. You're not too far from Flint, are you?
About 20 minutes.
I knew an actual Flint baby that I used to work with.
Really?
Yeah.
You'd be surprised at how many people associate Saginaw with Flint. Like, if you go somewhere and they're always like, oh, yeah, I got family in Flint, or oh, I used to work in Flint, or, yeah, Flint's kind of big on the map in Michigan.
Well, the only reason I brought that up is,
small.
Well, when I brought up the Walgreens address, right on the map, it showed me Flint.
Oh, wow.
But I found the one, it's on State Street in Saginaw, that's Walgreens. But here's the thing about Walgreens, thank you for that. Walgreens is universal, meaning if you went to Walgreens in Saginaw and then you're out here in California on vacation, and let's say you lost your prescription, you can go into Walgreens here and they'll have your info, which is kind of nice. I wish they all did that. Now, this is the question.
Cool.
Yeah, it is. Now, you tell me again, how are you doing now?
Now, like I said, there's like some, like my vision is like really off. It's almost like hallucinations, but I'm having some hair loss. I still have skin irritations.
Okay. Slow down. That's so bad.
It's just kind of routine now to deal with it.
Okay. I'm going to put that as well, that you're just living with it. Okay. Now, can you confirm to me that your medical records do exist?
Yes.
Thank you. And if needed, can you provide those either by mail or electronically, or both if asked?
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Now, oh, thank you, ma'am. Now, This is the last question. We do request an emergency contact number in case something unfortunate happens to you. This ensures that we can continue your case for you and your loved ones. Typically, we would only contact your emergency contact if we're unable to reach you for an extended period of time. This precaution does help prevent disruptions in your case, and we have found it necessary in the unfortunate instances where you or clients have become unresponsible. So can you give me the name and phone number and who they are to you as far as who we can use as emergency contact?
It would be my husband.
Okay, what's his first name?
Samuel.
Samuel.
Last name is King.
K-I-N-G?
Yes.
And what's Samuel's phone number?
Hey, what's his phone number?
903-497.
6284.
Thank you. Hello, Mr. King.
Hello.
And again, I'm Randy Reese. Okay. Now, on this one, it does ask for an emergency contact email. I can put yours in there, or I could put Mr. King's direct email in there as well. What would you like me to put?
Yeah, you can use mine.
Okay. Well, if you guys are like me, my wife can look at my email at any time she chooses to.
Yeah, my husband's just not good with passwords, and so he hardly ever knows how to get into his.
Okay, well, that's kind of the situation with me as well. Okay, and then I am just going to put the same address there for the contact address. Is that acceptable?
Yep, same address.
Okay, thank you, guys. Okay, now bear with me one second here. Now, I do got to ask you, that was the last question, but I do have some blank space. If there's any additional notes or anything that you would like me to put in here, I do have some space, but I will tell you this, the intake is pretty thorough. It's not necessary, but you can if you'd like. So do you have anything else you'd like me to share?
No, I think you covered everything.
Okay, and by the way, ma'am, I do have a firm that will take your case, but in order to get going, what we have to do is I have to send you a DocuSign. Have you ever signed documents via DocuSign?
Yes.
Okay, bear with me. Let me figure out what's going on here. I just got to look it over and make sure I didn't make any mistakes. And there's no apartment number for where you guys live, correct?
Correct.
And ma'am, did you ever have any cancer diagnosis before you got sick from the meningioma?
No.
Thank you. Okay, so bear with me now. It's doing its thing. It's spinning on my end, so it's only going to take a second. And can you confirm to me that you did receive my text message?
Through the text, your information that you sent me?
Correct. You got that one, right?
Yes.
Okay, good. So the next one that I'm going to send you, I just need to log in. The next one I'm going to send you is going to be, this one will come to your text as well as your email. And probably the easiest way to do it, if you've done DocuSign before, you'll know, is to just click on the text. And it's, give it a second. I haven't sent it yet.
Okay.
And there we go. Okay, next. Send. Okay, ma'am, it's spinning on my end. You should get it in just 1 second, Ms. Rivera.
Yep, I got it.
Okay. Go ahead and click on that and open it up. And while you're doing it, if Samuel can hear me, I do want to let you guys just know a couple standard things you didn't ask, but I tell everybody anyways. This is a tort. So settlements are – it's not like a class action suit where if the settlement comes in at $100, everybody splits up $100. Everybody's case is judged on its own individual merits, which generally means a much larger settlement. If you're interested in settlement amounts, you can go on to Google. I'm not at liberty to discuss any sort of settlement amounts, but you actually can go on to Google and put in Google search bar the average settlement amounts for the Depo Provera lawsuit, and they'll give you some good information. But can you confirm that you've opened up there? See that document? There you go.
Yep.
Okay. And I'm right here being quiet now. If you have any questions, let me know. But what will happen once you've signed that document is a copy of it will get deposited into your email, and you obviously can review it later on if you guys are in a hurry. The one thing that you may want to know, and it's, again, you didn't ask, but this is a standard tort fee. There is no cost to you whatsoever. The only time that there will be fees is if the attorneys are successful in your claim, in which case it's a standard split. You get 60%, they keep 40%. That's a standard across the country. So, but again, if they're not successful, there will be no charge to you whatsoever. And that is in that contract as well.
Okay, good deal.
Yeah, it is. And let's see, you got Pulaski. So I'm going to also send you this one. I'm going to send you another text. You don't need to worry about it at the moment. But this is your attorney.
Thank you.
And do you have any questions on that document so far?
No, it looks like everything is good.
Okay. And then at the end, it'll ask you if you want to download the DocuSign app. You don't have to do that. It's for marketing because, like I said, we're going to give you a copy of that in your email.
Okay. It's finishing up now.
Got it. All right. Thank you. Now, a couple of things just to finish up. What's going to happen in the next 24 to 48 hours, you'll get a phone call from Pulaski. It's the law firm. But I've also sent you their phone number. So I've sent you my text, my contact information, as well as my email. And I've also sent you the firm. That's your attorney. They represent you in this case. They're going to reach out and give you some more information. You can talk to them about settlement amounts and things like that. I'm just not at liberty to do that. Okay.
Okay.
Do you have any other questions for me now?
No, Randy, actually, you've been very thorough.
Well, thank you very much. I do appreciate that. And again, I'm so, so sorry that you had to go through that, as well as Samuel, to be honest with you. Because it's not only is it physically, mentally, financially draining, it just plays on your emotions, all this.
Yeah.
You never know what's up.
That's what I was going to say. He suffered mainly emotionally and mentally because I just wasn't myself.
Well, I know, ma'am. I do know. And I'm so sorry you guys all had to go through that. And same thing for anyone else, you know. Give them my name and number. But in your case, I wish you the very best. And thank you for participating because this is the only way you're going to get Big Pharma to stop doing that to people. Seriously.
Yes, absolutely. Thank you so much, Randy.
Take, ma'am. Have a good day. Both you guys, okay?
You too. Yes.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.